going on, everybody? It's Monday again. Here we are. We're talking everything Mudbug Bash this week. So it's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. If you don't register by Wednesday the 10th, the price for the poker run goes up to $55. But the crawfish bowl tickets remain the same. As we're having this conversation, all the big wheels are rolling, everything's getting ready to go, and we're getting ready to see you all at the Jolly Gator Fish Camp in Geneva, Florida this Saturday, April 13th, for what's going to turn out to be an awesome time. And let me tell you, I am super excited to get out there, super excited to have this event again, super excited to give away all these awesome prizes, cash money for the poker run, I mean, you name it, water feather boat, turtle box speakers, everything. It's all trips, guns, it's all there. Suppressor giveaway still going live down in our podcast description. You can grab the link down there to get a ticket to that. We only have so many left. We'll be selling those day of, and as soon as they're sold, we'll do the drawing. So we didn't take a break this week, but I want to take a minute to put all of our sponsors right here in the front and thank them for all that they've done, because they've come together and helped us put this event together as well as help keep this podcast rolling every week. You've got Hasmer Outdoor Products, and they're offering the creme de la creme climber seat on the market, and your code for them is UPO15. That gets you 15% off at checkout. And if you guys are more into the saddle game, you should hop over and grab yourself a hang-free saddle. Hangfree.co, UPO10 at checkout, gets you 10% off your order. Both these companies are really awesome, and they really help us keep us in the woods, and they've done a lot to help make this event happen as well. So anyway, let's roll into all things Mudbug Bash. I'm your host, Will Krebs, and this is the Under Pressure Outdoors Podcast.
Nobody just had to watch you go woo, 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 in your chair.
See, that's my eyes are bleeding, so it was only fair to share.
That's almost just Zumba. As bad.
I forgot Zumba's one of them like Hispanic dance classes, right? Like,
I don't know that it's Hispanic, but it's, I mean, it's been around for, what the hell did you do to your arm, Jim?
Took a beating.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Talk that's back to your wife again.
I mean, that's larger than the size of your fist, that's considered a hematoma.
Yeah, I got a hematoma.
A severe hematoma.
I'm slightly
smashed
curious.
The shit out of my tricep.
So oh, shit. That.
Lifting weights?
No.
Running?
No.
See, I told you running is dangerous.
Slipped trying to get to the kitchen. I slipped on a wet floor trying to get to the kitchen.
I slipped on a noodle.
Just stupidity.
How stupid. We all have certain levels of stupidity, so we want to know what your level is.
Well, I don't want to tell it in front of this crew in particular.
Is it like flip your boat over right before the event? Stupid.
Similarly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. No good deed goes unpunished.
We got to hear this.
So after getting all the spots for the crawfish bowl, I was coming back down the St. John's River and fell, wide open river. Fell in another boat. I come around a bend and he's in the right side of the river, like from my perspective.
Yeah.
He's in the wrong side.
He's
of the
on
river.
Your side, yeah.
He's in the wrong side of the river, and I'm seeing his starboard side. So he's in the wrong side of the river and going further. So I know it's customary that you do not pass on the left, but when there's really no option to pass on the right, what do? So with quite a bit of distance, make it pretty clear, I'm going left. I'm going to pass him on the left. And as I'm going, I'm seeing him course correct and course correct, course correct. And I'm like, and I'm going left to the left, left, and I'm running out of freaking.
Yeah.
I'm literally running out of room. And he's continuing to try to slide left. And we hit, bam.
You hit head on?
We hit pretty much head on. He hit me. The bow of his boat squared me right on the starboard side front panel, boat's totaled. I went through the
was
center
it your
console.
G3?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, God.
So, the good news is this kid, Very nice young man. Very nice.
He would be toting a very nice ass whooping.
No. Because third, you know, I get older. And third, it's his third day. He bought the boat 3 days ago, first time taking it out. Mm. And, you know, he asked me what happened.
Did he take his boater education class?
Probably not. I
mean, thank you.
But I have no idea.
If you're going to own a boat and you are not smart enough to know how to operate one, you should be required. Well, when you buy the boat, they should make you sign
well,
up.
Well, you're required to have a boater safety license
correct,
by FWC.
In order
period.
To run one.
Yeah. You guys know that I've been out on a boat for not a few years older than we are. But for him, yeah. I know from engine hours, I got well over 1,000 hours on the water, right? And that doesn't count my youth.
Yeah.
So, but I do know that it is genuinely considered as being unorthodox to pass on the left. Yeah. But as you, everybody on a boat knows that they don't put stripes down there, and it is not unlawful to pass under the left. And when you do, it's because usually somebody's on the wrong side of the river.
So right? So let me ask you this. He was coming towards you and you were going towards him?
Yeah, we're coming towards each other.
Yeah. But he was on your side of the river.
He was on my side of the river. And I could see his starboard side, which means he's continuing on to that side of the river. Yeah. And I didn't think anything. I was like, well, I'll just cruise over here.
Yeah.
But as I'm cruising and I see he's coming, then all of a sudden, you know, it's not, I think too, I was probably doing 25 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of these things that you just, we've all been in situations where you kind of see that little minute where you're like, oh, and everybody figures what they're going to do. But as a young guy, I think that his instincts were to try to keep getting right. And if he isn't been in the water a whole lot, wasn't probably paying attention to the fact that I'm running out of room on my side. I can't go any further.
Yeah.
So, and then when you keep assuming that gonna correct. And then when I realized that he's not, by then it's like, well, there's no brakes on a fucking boat.
No. Did he even see you? No shit.
I think
evasive maneuvers. Everybody knows you peel right. You can't peer. You can't.
No, not
you can't
not
veer.
What, you peel
you
left.
You can't veer into oncoming traffic. If you're heading towards Jolly Gator, you're not going to veer left to somebody in your lane on the left hand side.
So that, now
you're
getting
supposed to veer right.
Not to his defense.
But if he's in your lane,
when he was in my lane, we still had quite a bit of distance between each other. So to your point, to his point, let's say,
right,
my veering left as opposed to staying right happened because he was in the wrong side of the river.
Correct. When he saw you, he should have immediately went right.
Well, I think in his mind, he would say that's what he was doing. Except at that point, I had already course corrected to the left because right. Say, well, you know, it really, it's one of these things the guy's in the wrong side of the river, but I'm not, you know, I get it, man. He's in the wrong side of the river. I'll just go over here. You know, and then it's one of those things like,
and
so he asked.
And he freaked out. And he's like, I got to get out of the way.
Let me tell the whole story to just in case somebody says, I know that guy. I know what happened. So that nobody thinks I'm motherfucking him because I'm not. He, very nice guy. We get in the accident. You know, I was pretty banged up, as you can see.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like, are you all right? And I'm like, give me a minute. Yeah. And I was really making sure that like all the pieces were still there.
Yeah. And the boat's not sinking.
Yeah. And then, you know, because I mean, the center console.
Probably ripped right out of the floor.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, some plastic.
Oh, center your
consoles.
Center console was already coming out of the floor in North
probably
Carolina.
Saved my life.
Yeah.
Because I had re-screwed that thing down with stainless steel screws and toggle bolts.
Yeah.
But I didn't put Loctite on them, so over time, a lot of those toggles had then loosened up. I didn't know that because I remade that repair after the thing came loose when we were up in North Carolina, right? It's like this summer when I took that sucker to the panhandle, you could have swung off it like monkey bars. You could have been doing gymnastics off it. It was solid. Well, fortunately, a lot of those toggles had vibrated off between road and use.
Right.
Because when I hit it, it gave. Because if it didn't give, God knows, man.
It would have hurt you.
It
had some
really
broken ribs and,
Well, I got some bruises here, too. But I didn't want to. The only reason I didn't want to bring it up is like I just didn't want to do the whole thing. Like, well, I was out on behalf of, you know, whatever. No good deed gets unpunished. And.
Did y'all get the maps that I sent y'all for the one that the dude did? Did you guys not get that?
Yeah. His Onyx stuff?
No, I transferred it to Onyx.
Oh.
For everybody to have to show all the stops. The only thing we needed to add to it was two more stops. But I was thinking maybe I
got the picture that you get. I sent the picture that
you sent. Yeah, because he did this Simrad stuff. And I'm like, none of us have a Simrad, and we're not paying for a prescription for Simrad just to look at your stupid course. But he's going to be one of the boat stops. So,
yeah, okay. So we're working with Spartan Forge. Talked
about. Yeah, I had to buy a prescription.
Subscription.
Subscription. Yeah.
How did that? What kind of boat was he in?
Older center console, fiberglass.
So thing. Bay boat versus bay boat.
Yeah. No, his boat was substantially larger than mine.
Okay,
but mine's aluminum. His is fiberglass. They're both totaled.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure. They're like, well, where do you want to take your boat? And I'm like, well, first I was like, I don't think Sid does this work. You know, so, and I'm like, man, I don't know much about boats. I said, but they ain't going to hammer these dents out, you know? Like,
I assume you of all people had insurance, though.
I had insurance. The young man did not.
Yeah.
So I asked him, I was like, because he asked, what do we do now? And I was like, I'm not hurt. He's not hurt. And I said, I don't know. Maybe we can call the cops. But I was like, why don't we just exchange information and, you know, if you're okay with that. And he's like, yeah, let's do it. And, you know, but he's like, well, I only had the boat 3 days. I don't have insurance. I'm like, well, here's mine.
Where did he buy it from?
I don't know.
Used one?
I have no idea. Oh, yeah.
So when you buy a boat from me and it's financed, you can't buy that boat from me until you show proof of insurance.
So let me tell you how cool this guy. I can tell you two more cool stories about this kid. So it turns out, probably because when my center console got ripped out, whatever drain plug that goes through the live well was probably separated, which means I got a hole in the bottom of my boat about yay big.
Filling it up.
Yeah, and so if I put it on plane, if I couldn't get it on plane because I already had a lot of water in the back, but if I'd get it on a certain angle, it would stop taking it on. I didn't know that at the time, but I was looking at the amount of water I had. I said, man, I think I'm taking a little water. I want to stop and start bailing. When I stopped, I realized I couldn't bail as fast as it was coming in. Now it's even worse, right? So
remember this, a drop is a gallon of water an hour. If it's flowing faster than that, you will never keep up with it.
Well, I...
never.
Yeah, so fortunately I had a cooler. I was scooping it out pretty good, and I'd drive and get on a plane and I'd scoop him. But he, we got to the, I was going to meet him at Mullet Lake, but I put in at Cameron Wright. And when I got to Mullet Lake, I was like, I know if I stop, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I got to keep going. Yeah. And I called him and said, hey, man, I can't meet you at Mullet Lake. I'm not bailing on you. If you want to meet me and do more exchange, just meet me down at Lake Jessup, but he didn't know where that was because, again, new boater, right?
Right.
And, but he's like, hey, man, I got an electric pump. And he's like, where? I was like, drop a pin on it. And he comes out with the electric pump. Unfortunately, turns out that was blown. We didn't know it at the time. But I thought it was pretty cool because he already had his boat on the trailer, his wrecked boat on the trailer, pulled it off the trailer, comes and tries to give me a pump. And I'm like, man, I just got to roll. I'll be fine. And then he called me. But this young man never lost his cool, right? I do think that my guess is he was doing some internet research and, you know, looked up and said, hey, you're supposed to pass on the right and things. I could tell that he was a little bit like, well, this is your fault, right? And I was like, I don't want to argue with him. I'm like, I said, it is unorthodox.
Not your fault. You're on my side of the river, dipshit.
I know. I said, you know, I don't argue with
people.
Let's
go back to the original reason why I was going to the left, because your dumb ass was on my side of the river.
I know all that, but it doesn't do any good.
I got no patience for dipshit.
It doesn't do any good. No. But then, you know, he called me and we talked, you know, and he's like, just want you to know I'm fine. You know.
He's trying to make it out like, though, it's your fault.
I think he would like it to be my fault, but I think at the same time, he also knows that he owns, you know, a goodly portion of that accident.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, so the whole point, I did get to extol some advice on him. I said, man, I was like, these are big machines. He said, you said, if there's anything you take away from this is that, you know, no matter how unlikely you think it is, I said, you got to have insurance. It may not, if you're driving an old boat, cause he told me that the whatever the blue book value on his boat was like $5,000. It was old, right? That, and he didn't pay that much for it. So I think he's hoping, that he gets more than he paid for it, right? From the insurance company. But I was just explaining to him, man, you don't go out in the water without insurance. You're crazy.
Yeah.
You know, cause if somebody's in your boat and they get hurt,
yeah,
you know, it's just, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But that was it. You know that, but he was very cool.
At the very least, like an automobile, have liability to cover the person you hit if you don't feel like yours is worth anything.
And I thought he conducted himself as a man and a gentleman the entire time. And I didn't lose my cool either. I don't even know why. It was just one of those things. Partially, probably because I was in a bit of shock after bouncing off that.
Like, I had a concussion and I couldn't kind of think straight.
I tell you though, no, this is kind of funny. That night, even I didn't hit my head. That I'm confident of.
Might have done you some good.
Might have, but that night I was like, I'm just not right. Right, like there's, I couldn't, like we the term I would say that. Is. I mean, all serious, like the term, I've heard people say that they were rattled. And I think I remember similar feelings like after really, like, I took a really brutal hit in rugby one time where I, you know, like.
You didn't play no rugby.
I played a lot of rugby. what? And I wasn't right for like a couple of days. Like, just things were out of sorts. And that might be the same thing. Like, I may not have hit my head, but my brain might have sloshed across the front of my forehead. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the next day, I was like, like things are not just this whole general sense of unease. Like I wasn't right. But then I woke up the next day, I guess Monday, and I was good again.
As long as you don't go all Billy Mays on us, you know?
Yeah, all right.
Well, that'd be a great thing. I know there'll be some of you that say, I'm not surprised he did it with an axe.
But Billy Mays hit his head on a plane.
He hit his head on a plane. And died. Yeah, and he died. I was thinking, didn't he get hit by a plane or something?
Yeah, he hit. He said, was. I ain't right. He didn't have his seatbelt on during turbulence. Hit his head on like the cabin.
Hit his
of the
head
plane.
On the roof above. Yeah. And died
for
like
some
a
reason.
Day
I was
later
thinking one of those like blaxploitation ex, or, you know, guy. Like, no. Billy Joe something.
Billy Mays used to sell OxyClean.
I'm Billy Mays.
Yeah, and everybody was like, "How did he die? That guy doesn't do anything."
Well, except he's on coke and stuff, too.
So what you don't know is he's been snorting the OxyClean.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the other guy that took after him?
Salts with it.
Who was also like the Sham Wow guy?
Yeah.
That's the same guy that does Flex Seal.
No.
Flex Seal. Oh, but Billy Mays did Flex Seal first, too.
Billy Mays.
Yeah. The guy that took after him still.
But there's a different guy that did ShamWow. He was a skinny kid.
That guy was definitely a cokehead.
He came to some nefarious thing. I don't know if it was domestic violence or child pornography or something like that. But none of those OxyClean guys ended up, you know, OxyClean,
English,
maybe not so much
English
the guys.
Can only clean so much.
Yeah, the some English dude did OxyClean after that, but he had done other stuff as well.
Bruise, isn't it though?
That's pretty sexy. It's a pretty good one.
What's funny is
I thought you were just getting so old that it's like to the point where you bump yourself and get a massive bruise. Yeah.
No, you hit you with a sledgehammer and see if you bruise. There, like the
I can tell you that.
Like right here, you could actually see the round screw.
Yeah.
Where it holds the screw that goes through the metal bar into the fiberglass. The screw was there.
Head of the screw. Yeah.
Yeah. I hit it hard.
Craziness. Well.
Yeah. I didn't really want to.
So it did fall in line with flip your boat kind of stuff. So
yeah, yeah. It kind of did. But, well, let me.
We lose a boat every crawfish boil.
You got a backup, brother.
I hope I'm getting a big check from the insurance. I'm hoping I get the full value from the insurance company. Then we'll talk about what's next.
You might.
I think I'm stepping up.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Oh,
just a bigger G6.
G3.
A G6.
You know, I love that
bigger
G3.
G spot.
Is that like a? It's double the size of the other one.
If they give me the full value of the boat and let me keep the motor, then I might just go buy another G3. Right, because I really like that boat. But
let me get that motor.
Huh?
Well, he said, "Let me get that motor."
No, if that motor's still good, I'm going to go buy another 18-foot G3.
Well, the motor's fine. You drove it all the way back.
Yeah, we'll see.
You drove it all the way back, Goober. The motor's fine.
Probably.
The boat, not so much.
But whether if they total the boat.
They won't total the motor.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll give me the full value of the boat. Like, hypothetically, do they give me $16,000 and let me keep the motor? Because if so, I'll just go buy a brand new G3.
Yeah.
If it's like, well, here's your check, we're totally, and we're keeping everything, including the motor, then I'll take that check, and I'm thinking about stepping up and maybe going to get like a...
Who's your adjuster, or who's your insurance?
Progressive. Tide.
I have one there. Dude got rear-ended with his mud motor.
Yeah.
That we're dealing with right now. But he's like, what all needs to be replaced. And I have to go through and do an itemized deal. And he's like, well, what about the motor and the rest of the frame? I said, it's fine. He goes, okay.
Well, just I ain't taking them to you.
There is this thing called
insurance fraud.
Insurance fraud is exactly what I was
not
going.
He's not going to openly admit to it on the podcast. God,
yeah.
Jim.
Yeah, I'm no, not I don't. But I don't know. I think if I don't go the G3 route, I might step up and do like a 21 or 23 foot fiberglass bay boat, something like that.
Fair.
I'm trying to think of who, Tidewater. I really like Tidewater.
It's just Sea Hunts.
Those are good looking boats. You know, I was looking at go get a used one. I was looking at one in Houston the other day, man. I like the color, I like the layout, but
he's already buying
16,000 ain't going to cover that by a long shot.
All right. Let me introduce everybody we got in here and kind of. I'm your host, Will. I got Jordan in here.
I'm here. Let's get it.
We've got Jim.
Yes, sir.
Which unfortunately, you got.
Sorry, I ain't right.
Yeah, that's understandable. Maybe that's what happened to Briar after last year's crawfish bowl. That explains a lot.
I'm going to milk this I ain't right for a long time.
Yeah. And we got Sid in here.
I'm sorry.
And we're talking, I guess, crawfish bowl, man. When you're hearing this, like, you've got a very, well, I mean, your time, I guess, is only limited by the fact if you show up, you can buy tickets there the day of.
Yeah.
But they're more expensive.
I was going to say, as I have, not for the crawfish bowl.
Right. Yeah, crawfish bowl is the same.
Crawfish bowl is the same.
The poker
for
run.
For the poker run.
Yeah.
If you do not pre-register, the price at the gate will be more expensive. I think we decided $55.
Did you talk to Bill today?
I did.
Spartan Forge? What did he have to say?
So here's the thing. We have, if you pre-register, we have everybody that pre-registers for the poker run gets a free year's membership. Spartan Forge.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
I just paid for a year's membership.
Should have been listening to the podcast. Sid, we've been saying the same thing for weeks. I think we even mentioned it during a phone call. You have to buy the membership. You have to do the...
Sid, yeah, we probably could have got you on a PETA.
It's probably because I said it, so it went in one ear of Sid's and out the other.
Anyway,
we covered that.
So here's the thing.
My ears to catch
if,
it, that's a problem.
If you do not pre-register, you pay more at the gate, right? You're going to pay $55. But... I will have a QR code at the gate for Spartan Forge. You can scan that QR code. You can download the app right there in the QR code, and then we'll have a rally code that's gonna to where you can join. You type in that rally code, and they will join the Blue Force Tracker team. And the Blue Force Tracker team is gonna show you everybody that is using Spartan Forge and is inside of our Blue Force Tracker team. It will show you where they are on the run. It will show you where each point is on the run.
We'll get the guys that are on the running the stops on Spartan Forge as well. That way that they are you're getting a real time update as to where that boat is at.
Yeah, you can label each stop and say this is stop one, and then they can look on their Spartan Forge while they're running and go right straight to
correct.
It. So
we'll be able to watch you run the race.
Yep,
from the shore, which will be cool.
It's not a race. You're right.
Take your time. Not a race.
Don't come. Crawfish ain't going to be ready to leave.
What you got to do is bring your lucky rabbit's foot, your four-leaf clover, something, and hope you get the right hand to win the poker run. That's what's important.
Yeah.
That is it.
Yeah, for those that are listening, man, you don't need to hustle through the poker run.
No.
Have fun. Yeah, take your time and have fun, man.
Every stop has got a hard bottom, hard sand bottom, 2 to 3 feet of water. Enjoy yourself.
That's what I loved about it last year when I saw the footage that
some wrestling
Brandon Chestnut had done, that he did the promo with. People are just standing in the water. They're relaxing. They're talking. They're getting their cards. You know, what's his name? Had his dog pick a card. Matt Harbin.
Yeah.
It was cool to me because that, I think all of us can agree that that is what we want to help promote. Whether you're a hunter, whether you're a fisherman, you're just a kayaker, whatever, as everybody gathers, you sit in the water, you BS, you have fun, you meet new people, and you can win some stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of what boating's about to me, man. If I can't, I want to be able to go to a place where I can get out and stand in 2 to 3, like waist deep, even titty deep water.
Yeah.
And just hang out. Right, yeah. I don't always want to swim, but I can walk around, talk to people, wander from boat to boat. You know, if you got a nice boat, I'll walk over there and check it out.
Correct, correct. And it's just to promote a camaraderie. You know, yeah. It's
and that way when the guy rolls up on your spot, 10 minutes before sunlight, you don't blow him out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't not like that guy. He was cool with golf.
I can tell you right now, you're looking at the forecast, it is calling for a bit of rain on Saturday.
And it rained last
but
year,
too. It called for a bit of rain last year. But I can tell you this. What we have to our advantage this year on Saturday is last year it was hot.
Correct. Supposed to be in the 70s.
73. So it'll be a pretty day to run.
Yeah, I remember last year when that rain came in, it went from being beautiful to in a hurry. Remember that wind that came blowing through?
Oh, yeah. But
rain rolled through in like 10 minutes or 5 minutes. And was,
it came with a fury and left with a vengeance, and that was it. It was over.
Gone.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. So
everybody I'm excited about under the tent. Is the stuff we've got this year. Dude, to be raffled off. Yeah.
Have you heard one of these Turtlebox speakers?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're getting more stuff.
There's a kid that I talked to today, and forgive me again, I don't remember his name.
Sid, you deal with like 80 people a day.
I deal with more than that every day. But he is building a bracket for Turtlebox so that you can put this bracket on it and bolt it into your T-rail on your boat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very he's
nice.
Pretty cool. He's out of the blue. Met this guy. But he's going to see if he can't get a crew together to come out. But I think the biggest thing, again, I don't think we're prepared for what's about to happen.
No, because last year, I think we have like 80 people that have bought now. I don't think we were even at 80.
We were at 40 this time last year.
Yeah.
80 just for the run?
Yeah.
I think it's just 80. For the run?
Yeah.
I think it's 80 in total, but I'm pretty sure everybody that's bought.
Almost everybody that's bought is bought.
Yeah.
So last year, just to give you perspective, we had over 300 people that attended, right?
Yeah.
We had 40 boats last year. We're already at 40. We're at 80?
You have more than 40 boats. But we had on Friday night before the event, we had 84 people signed up for the poker run. Just the poker run. But most of them were, like Jordan said, they were getting the dinner too. 84 people. The day of the event, we signed in 126 people total.
Yeah, that's right.
We paid out. The winning amount was $1,100 to the number one, the best hand. Then we did $700 for the second best hand and $500 for the third best hand, I think it was.
But good Lord,
that's
get there early
to give away that much money.
Yeah, get there early. So just
you look hiking crazy. In.
As much as we want people to pre-register, you know, if people show up and don't pre-register, that just makes your hand bigger.
Yeah. You might also want to bring an extra can of gas and consider putting in down at Mullet or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just watch out for guys on the wrong side of the river. You might be back.
So I will preface it. They've asked us to try to send people to other ramps. You can go to Mullet Lake or Cameron Wright. But
you can go south.
You can put it on Puzzle Hatbill somewhere.
Hatbill Park. You can put it Cameron Wright. You can put it at Mullet Lake.
How far is it from Laughlin?
Hatbill's in Titusville. Mims.
Huh?
Hatbill's in Mims.
Sid?
It's the next stop down Puzzle.
How far is it from Laughlin?
It's in Mims.
Well, Laughlin's Lodge, Hatbill. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you come... Now, I will say this.
Laughlin's
you better
Lodge
know,
ain't that far, but you better know how
you
to
better
get there.
Better know how to run the river.
Yeah.
But it's probably a 15-minute ride, maybe.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you're putting in at Cameron Wright, it is a 20-mile ride.
Yeah. Yeah. You're looking at...
I'm thinking Hatbill Road, the launch off Hatbill Road.
No. There's a restaurant and stuff. Okay.
You bumped your
further
head.
Down the river.
No,
the
Hatbill Road is where the Titusville Shooting Club is.
You
it's
bumped your head.
Mims.
You bumped your head.
He's not right, Sid.
No, he's not right.
I know that Hatbill Road's in Mims. I ain't that crazy.
I used to go out to Laughlin's and shoot a bunch of snipe.
Oh, absolutely. I love that place. All of Puzzle Lake. That's my
I might take domain. My water feather out there.
Yeah,
once I win it.
Yeah. That's one of the cool things that kind of just appeared for us was that water feather. Or really, you guys did that. I mean, that was cool. But
how did you find them? Just randomly on
Instagram? Somewhere on Instagram one day. I don't even know how they popped up. I was like, hey, that thing's cool as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, today I posted something on Facebook to an alumni group at UCF and got a call from Captain Mike Ortega, who is the CEO and founder of Tackle Webs.
Yep.
Yep. And
you know, everybody knows What is her name? She works with Tackle Webs.
I don't know her, so not everybody Marcella, knows her.
Apparently Marcella, neither do you.
Marcella, she's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart.
But. Tackle Webs says that they're in. I don't know what the level is, but they're going to do something with us too. So I think we'll at least get some gear. I don't know if he's buying a table or not, but I'm trying to get him to.
Yeah. We'll see. Very good.
Yeah, you better hurry up. You can tell them frat boys to come out.
Yeah, right. I have, but you know, one thing they don't have is money.
Mm.
So, yeah, they're a new company. They have a great product though.
Tackle Web has been around for a bit.
Yeah, it's been around. So I first met Tackle Web guys when I did a show at what's the world's most luxurious resort downtown Orlando? The hotel, the old hotel,
Holiday Inn.
No.
Oh.
The
Motel 8.
No. I'll think of the name of it. But one of our donors is Mark Benson. He's the head guide there for the 2-hour, 2-person, shore fishing trip that they do.
Yeah,
right.
I can't think of the name of it. Too old. But anyhow.
Probably hit your head.
I met them when I did a show with them, and it's probably been 5 or 6 years ago now. And real nice people.
He designed that. He came up with that idea when he was a fishing guide, duck guide.
Yep.
And then, I don't know, man. I don't know if he built it in his backyard or in his garage or whatnot, and then started stamping them out. But now he's in, he's going international. He's got, it's a pretty good thing.
Doing good.
So I hope he's crushing it.
Absolutely. He's a UCF alum.
Yeah. So
Sigma only Chi. A few good people can go to UCF. I was a GDI.
I went to Lake Tech.
Same.
I went to Lake Sumter too, but I didn't graduate. So.
There's summa cum laude and magna cum laude. Sid and I graduated laude. How come?
I was no laude.
I was a laude. How come you walking across the class
today?
Yeah. Laude. How come?
So day of. I can tell you right now, I think our thing says it starts at 9. Bro, show up at.
I'll be there at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm gonna be there at 6:30.
I'll be there Friday. I'm probably just going to sleep there.
I hear you.
No, you won't.
You're got a little girl now. Your wife will divorce you.
Yeah.
You sleep at the crawfish. You ain't
been in the night. Yeah. Come change his diaper.
She's got a little tiny outfit that's covered in crawfish for the boil.
She's going to have little claws?
Yeah, I don't know. She might.
So, and we do fully intend to send our car boats out well ahead of the actual poker run this year. So they should be set up when you get there, not setting up as you get there.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see. They'll be going before the
bell
sleeps.
The whole big thing is the reason why we need you to pre-register early for the poker run is just that. We need to be able to plan, create the list so we can write card number, card hands down, and we can accurately record all that and have people in place. The goal this year is that run. I think is going to take about an hour and a half.
It's what Jim plotted out for us is 16 miles.
Yeah. So I'm talking about by the time you stop, you get your card, you go to the next one.
Right.
So
it's the whole idea starts at nine, and the crawfish starts at 12. So
I think
if it takes you 3 hours, that's okay.
Well, I mean, we're not going to leave at 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's not going to be a race, but we want
to. And believe me, if you don't get back immediately at 12 o'clock, there will still be crawfish for you.
At the end of the world. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were still lopping out crawfish at 4:30, 5 o'clock last time.
We cooked 1,500 pounds last year. How many have we got ordered this year?
I got to order it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just been waiting on price.
They're just going to do field runs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Those field runs.
Oh, they were great last year.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
You're getting them from Louisiana Crawfish in Natchitoches, right?
Correct. Yep. Got to give a shout out to Louisiana Crawfish.
No, they really helped us out the last couple of years, getting us a great price on crawfish facilitating a buy of like 16 to 1,800 pounds.
Absolutely.
That's big. That's a big move. Yeah.
Yep. I'm getting a whole dose of Vincent Phelps this year. He's going with me to Louisiana to pick up the crawfish. And then we're going to...
Y'all got a man crush.
They're spending 5 days together. 5 days together going on the Suwannee River.
And then we're going down the Suwannee River in the
You're Big Spoon, aren't you?
You know how there's a pusher and a catcher? I can tell you what, I am not the catcher.
You are the catcher.
I am the pusher. So and then we're going, it looks like we're going to go to Alaska and drive around there for a couple of weeks in the summer.
Nice.
So Vincent's a hell of a guy.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude.
Man, like it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, keep an eye out too, because there may be, definitely is something coming down the pipeline with involving Vincent Phelps in a separate podcast on our feed. So
cool.
Yep.
Big thing that we're adding, two more stops to the poker run.
Yeah. So you're going to get your regular five card stops and then tossed into the poker run. Just for the people in the poker run, we're throwing in two raffle stops where
you pick up a ticket and only you get it. And
that's exclusive. Yeah. Exclusive to the people in the poker run.
Yep.
And what we talked about giving away earlier to that, probably the.
So we've got a lot of different items, but the one is the prop cover that Andy Braddock makes. And then possibly one of the power packs that Dakota had donated to.
That'd be tense.
I have a absolutely loaded Yeti bucket. It's the Yeti bucket with all the trimmings, plus a bunch of stuff in the Yeti bucket.
Bro, if Dakota's going to give away a power pack for that,
I'll figure out how to swim it.
Dakota
just to win that.
Dakota is given two power packs. And your choice of a 12 or 24 volt battery.
Oh, you're giving those away?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't need my Yeti bucket.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But if you want to buy a Yeti bucket, like something we'll cool give away with the Yeti else. Bucket is everybody that bought the combo ticket. We'll give them a ticket and give it away to them.
Good.
Why not?
Good.
Or everybody that just participated will give it away to somebody.
What do we got?
What do we got for money?
What do we got for the
raise
kids?
Money.
Oh, man. So we have got.
And by the way, the kids' tickets are a free ticket.
It's a free ticket straight to the kids. I think what we were going to do, because it was such a hit last year, was Mark Benson really enjoyed having the kids come and fish, and they came out and they did the 2-hour fishing trip. So I think we'll probably give that away to the kids again.
And that was like that big bass fishing trip, wasn't it?
Correct. Yeah. It's a freshwater fishing trip. You stand on the bank. You don't have to worry about a boat, all that stuff. And Mark provides everything.
But you're catching some toads.
Oh, you're catching some huge fish in there.
Yeah.
What is the name of it? Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, there it is.
I got it.
You said downtown Orlando. That thing's halfway to Kissimmee.
Listen, man.
Anymore, that's probably like still downtown Orlando.
I'm not about logistics, bro. But it's the Orlando Ritz-Carlton. Mark Benson, really good people. They donated again. They've donated 2 or 3 years now.
Nice.
We have got a lot of stuff. The biggest, kind of the big ticket item, a couple of the big ticket items is OB Design. They've donated another turbo system to be raffled off. We have 3 ARs from Precision. I think it's Precision Rifle. Oh, Lord. Mike Winterton's going to kill me. But Precision Arms, they have donated 3 ARs. One will be completely custom, which will be its own separate raffle. And then we'll have the two others. We're going to be 223556, typical AR. And they'll be on, we'll probably do separate raffles with them too. We don't know just yet. But we're working with a new lady. We're going to have Gretchen. She'll be there. A lot of people that are DU.
If you've been to Ducks Unlimited, you've seen Gretchen.
Yeah. So it's going to be her, and she's going to have one assistant. They're going to be helping with raffles because that was kind of one of our, you know, slip and falls last year as well, not to mention the poker run. but they will be going around. They will have we're going to finalize kind of exactly how we want to do these raffles and that kind of thing. But we've got that. We have Jeff Kranick, Captain Jeff Kranick. Coastal Sportsman, he has donated 2-man inshore fishing trip. Clay from Hang'em High Charters, he has donated 2-man fishing trip again. We have Captain William McNutt, he has donated a 4-man offshore trip to be given away to the first responders, veterans. Yep,
specifically
and that.
Two veterans and first responders.
He said it was awesome last year that the four that he took. He was absolutely elated with that trip. And I think that was a nurse that won that one.
Nice.
Emergency room nurse, she won it. So But got that. We've got Teddy Shoup again. He's donating a fishing trip. We have got Donnie Miley, Captain Donnie Miley. He's donated a duck hunting trip and a gigging trip. He's up in the Panhandle.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
It's a worthwhile trip, man. It's a beautiful area.
He has the face. His son has the Feral Child Facebook page. It's cool as could be. He's got one of the coolest mullets I've ever seen a 12-year-old have. You know, but anyhow,
I met him that morning. We all had breakfast together.
We were eating breakfast over there, and then I know I'm going to forget somebody. I hate that I am. But again, Dakota Lithium, HydroTurf has donated some of their new style turf that they're doing. Gator Tracks has donated their turf as well for the event. There's
Water Feather.
Yeah, Water Feather.
They're donating. I mean, man, you could call it a sneak boat, but it's really just kind of a.
It's pretty utilitarian.
I would say they're rolling it out as a utilitarian. There's.
It's an all-purpose.
Yeah. I was talking to Jim about that today, and the little pull up their website and show Jim that the blind thing that goes with it that you can get for it. But they've got all kinds of other accessories they're building for them. So you got the water feather boat, and then we've got this thing, Turtle Box speaker sitting Turtle back Box. Here, which I don't know if you guys have ever heard a Turtle Box speaker, but good God,
they're loud, and, they're phenomenal.
But the thing weighs, I mean,
nothing.
Well, no, they're heavy comparative to a Bluetooth speaker, but it to me, it feels like quality.
Yeah.
Right? Well, you're not buying, it doesn't feel like a cheap piece of Chinesium.
Correct.
And it's extremely robust. They evidently last forever, extremely loud.
There was one I saw that was evolved in a fire and it still worked.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's stupid.
Okay. And they float and they're waterproof.
They're waterproof, they float, everything. They're a cool little.
It's a great little speaker asset. For the boat.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff I want to win myself. But you know, right. I can't buy tickets. So
Dakota,
can't all be in my tickets? Wife's name.
How much that thing
you
weigh?
Buy a ticket? Dakota's donating 2 power boxes and your choice of a 12 or a 24 volt lithium battery for the event they're giving away. And then I think he's also going to hand out the coupons for 50% off or something towards your next purchase or whatever. So, but HydroTurf is a new corporate sponsor. There's a bullfrog in here. New corporate sponsor. something new that we're doing. Jim's voice was different, but his breath's still the same. No,
we'll see if the mics pick that up when the podcast comes up.
I ain't right.
No, you are not. But the cool thing is, Dakota, we started something new this year that I don't know that everybody knows, but we're doing the gold table, the silver tables, and the bronze tables. Well, HydroTurf stepped up. Dakota stepped up, and Superior Sod, they stepped up. They all bought gold tables. The one thing that I think that has been lost in the mix is that you do get a choice of a firearm from a list of firearms that we have for the gold and silver tables.
Yeah, the silver tables. The gold table was the Browning.
Maxis, Wicked Wing.
Yeah. Maxis. Or the Browning Hell's Canyon XR. Or a six-hour...
And the caliber of your choice with the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
That we discussed that today. And then the SIG.
The six-hour, I think it's a 229, 10mm?
10mm, yeah.
It's a Legion. Legion P229. That's a sweet pistol. Yeah. And then the silver table came with a Henry Big Boy 44 Magnum, a...
CZ
Bob White
12, 28, or 20.
Yeah, 12, 28, 20 side by side shotgun.
P365 Macro.
Or the SIG P365 Macro. And that's a cool pistol. It's a little concealed carry size pistol, and it's holding 17 rounds of 9mm.
Yep.
I mean, it's like literally the size of your shield if you have like.
The macro is bigger.
Yeah.
It's not macro. Much bigger. Is it?
Bronze comes with a honey cork cooler.
17 rounds.
It's the full 100 cork.
Well, Echo stepped up. Eco. They donated a bunch of coolers.
Yeah, Echo has, you'll get a cooler with your bronze table. And then they've also donated a dock, which is, you know, if you've seen like one of those.
That thing's
those
cool.
Are awesome.
Yeah. They have launched a whole outdoor deal. And I mean, just some phenomenal stuff. They're doing their own kayak now. They're doing a lot of cool.
We talked to him about some cool stuff the other day. I want to see with them.
He is He has been one of the people that is on board to help everybody.
Oh, dude. Anytime I call him, he's like, yeah, I'm showing up to this event here.
Yeah.
Oh, but, yeah, I'm showing up to this event here. I'm like, Dad, come.
Let's not forget arguably the most important key piece to make the whole event what it is.
Crawfish.
Voodoo Daddy stepping up again.
Correct.
To come in and
Mike Spiker, one of the coolest dudes I know. And he is...
He's got a badass trailer.
Oh, he does. And to say that he is giddy, is I've talked to him two or three times in the last week. You know, he's like, dude, I'm going to be there next week. I'm ready to come. This is going to be cool. And he genuinely loves it. And the first year that he did it, he was like, man, I just want to come do it. Because he was going to rent us the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
and he was like, no, I'm coming to cook it. And I'm like, hey, come on, bro. I'm good with that.
Yeah. I remember at first it was like, we got a trailer. And we're like, sweet. And then we're like, we got to cook. And we're like, even sweeter.
Even
yeah.
sweeter. But now, Voodoo Daddy, good people. Good people. We've got a good crew. And he does a lot as well to give back, that kind of thing. The biggest, all of the people that have donated have asked for nothing in return. They're just like 100% all in, ready to help, do whatever they can to help raise money for Tin Can.
Yeah.
You know? The cool thing is, like I said, and I say it every year, you guys have stepped up and you guys are doing this because it's a lot to do. I mean,
yeah.
It is a lot. And you guys are all in with a lot of different things. You know, you got the canoe trip coming up. You wood duck boxes. You've got, you know what I mean? You guys have scheduling problems too. But the whole thing is, though, is that the reason why I think it's like that is because there is a consensus that it's the right thing to do no matter what it takes to get it done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's a damn good time.
It is. It is. Where else can you eat? Oh, you can eat crawfish.
It's a great cause, and it's just a lot of fun to get that many sportsmen together.
Dude,
I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of people you meet. I even though I know how packed it's going to be, I'm still going to be amazed at the amount of people that show up.
Yeah. So I mean, we have. People last year, which again we were all amazed. We were not mentally prepared at all for the amount that showed up, but over 300 people, and we raised over $25,000 in one day.
Close to $30,000.
But I'm on one day. We had a total of close to $40,000 total, start to finish, because we started in February. I think I gave you a couple months. No, but. Started in February and we raised close to $40,000 in that short amount of time.
Right.
So, I mean, it is amazing what people people do. You know what I mean? And it's, again, I just can't help but say thank you to everybody that's involved, from Tin Can to Under Pressure, Dakota, the guys that are offering the inshore fishing trips. And they do it, and I ask, and they don't bat an eye. They don't say, well, let me think about that. They're like, oh, man, you got Jeremy Farrell, Poseidon Adventures, good people. You know what I mean? And they're all people that understand at some point in life you have to give back and you have to pay it forward, and good things are going to continue to come to you. So that's why I can't believe the turnout. I'm still amazed, because we have more people than some DU chapter dinners at the
Yeah.
Seriously.
We have more people than most.
Yeah. If you put it in perspective, and it's... And it's not for self-recognition. It's not to pat yourself on the back. It's to help a group that helps others. You know what I mean? It's that part of that pay it forward mentality. So.
Don't think we can go without mentioning, though, that there is a zero tolerance policy this year on outside beverages.
Yeah.
Can't alcohol, soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything. Please don't make bring us be your that
own,
guy.
Right. You can't bring your own cup. You can't bring your own cooler. Don't care if it's water. Water is there. Water is free.
Yep. We're providing water for you.
Any other beverages, alcohol, sodas will be bought. You can buy it through the Jolly Gator.
Yep.
Especially the alcohol. Because the Jolly Gator, you know, mention them as well. They do this. We're allowed to host there for free.
They don't ask us for anything.
And they provide the porta-john.
And they
do that.
They buy tickets to the event.
Yeah.
Yeah. They buy tickets to the event. They pay for the port-a-john, which is like the Cadillac of all porta-potties I've ever seen. It's got air conditioning. You know what I mean? You're not walking in there going like, oh, can I get this with my elbow?
I went in there last year at one point. I was like, I'm going to go use the bathroom. And then I sat in there. I was like, I
might have parked in there a little myself.
I kind of like this.
It's like walk out. There's a cool, line.
A cool 68 and the wind's blowing on you while you're on the toilet. That's like, it feels great in there.
That is it. But now, I we learned a lot from last year. You know, we've always had great donors, sponsors, all that stuff. And it's really cool to see people like Waterfeather, HydroTurf. You know, those are new people, you know?
Yeah, man. It's awesome. When I was talking to Jeff with Waterfeather for the first time, I was like, yeah, man, so we're kind of looking to get a boat for this event. And then I told him what it was for. He's like, done. He said, I'm a Marine Corps veteran. It's there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
For me, you've been in the military, and we've talked about this before. There's a brotherhood that nobody understands. And that's the brotherhood that I talk about. That's just an example of what it is. It's like, you're doing it for these people? I'm in. No questions asked, nothing.
I do want to point out here something that probably a lot of people missed to see here is Bill with Spartan Forge.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he is giving away a free year's membership.
Yeah. And that's like $49.
Well, yeah. $49. To everybody.
Let me tell you this. It's the first 100 people that pre-register.
Yeah.
Which assuming is likely going to be everybody that pre-registers because for some reason people have a problem with buying their ticket early.
So I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've already got 80 people pre-registered. There's only room for 20 more.
Yeah.
So I mean that's $5,000.
That's what I'm saying. It's a $5,000 value of his money that he's just giving to the people that come.
Now understand this too though, with the Blue Force Tracker. If we put 100 people on that Blue Force Tracker, we're going to test it to the limit.
He's going to see if it's going to break that.
Well, down. But we Bill
can put,
also
look at we can put more than that to it though, because if you
but the, here's the thing, it's and we spoke to him. He's like, we've only run it in groups of up to like 30 people, and we said, we'll try and put 100 people on it at one time. And he said, I will sit there and watch it live from my end and debug it as it goes.
He needs to come.
If he from Virginia,
I don't care. You know? Freedom outboards, they're coming. They are in Rochester, New York.
Holy cow.
Yeah. They're bringing three. They're bringing a videographer to kind of do some promo stuff, because they're going to do some promo stuff for Freedom while they're down here as well. But they're going to be here with one of their lead mechanics and Vince. I know I'm going to ruin how I pronounce his name. Vince Buzzelli. And... oh, God, I can't remember the other guy's name. He's going to kill me, too. But
not surprised.
Anyhow, but they're coming. And when they heard me talking about the event, I was just talking to somebody that was asking about it when they were at my shop. And they were like, dude, when's this event? I'm like, it's you guys just left the Sportsman Show in Louisiana. You know, you're driving back to upstate New York. There's no way you're going to make this. He goes, no, I think we're going to make it happen. I'm like, no. Shoot. He said the other day, he goes, all right, I got my whole sponsorship and I bought three meals and two of them are combos and one of them is just a meal ticket. And I'm like, okay. He goes, we're going to be there Thursday. Can I leave the boat at your house? And I'm like, oh, okay.
So what's the deal with this boat?
So the Freedom, and it's not necessarily the boat, it'll go on any
boat. The motor, yeah.
Right. So Freedom Outboards they started out some years ago and they had a dream or an idea. Which a lot of us we're all hungry for power. We're all hungry for the ability to go faster. We're all hungry for the ability to carry heavy loads, which there's a lot of great stuff that's out there that does it. This is just one more tool to the toolbox kind of thing. They have a completely enclosed or a closed loop cooling system for their boat. When they came out with their original design, they had a radiator that rode in the boat. Kind of convoluted, and they admittedly so. So they kind of fell back a little bit, regrouped, and then redesigned it. And now it's a closed loop system. I can let an outboard sit on the back of the boat and idle, you know, 30 or 40 minutes and it not get hot. And then, of course, ambient temperature outside can kind of dictate how fast it gets hot or how long it stays cool. But it's an antifreeze coolant system. It circulates through the motor. It's just a phenomenal piece of technology.
So you should be able to run that thing through.
Everything.
You can run it through everything. Shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can run. So Cole, one of my guys, he's like, I want to go take it for a ride. I said, take it. So he took my boat. He drives boats every day, so I'm not worried about him with mine. And he takes it out to the river, and the little girl that does all of our, I say little girl, she's a woman, Casey Marie, girl with two first names. She is, she does all of our, mm-hmm. you know, YouTube, all that stuff, right? So she was going to go out there and try and get some footage and do some content and stuff to be able to release down the road, that kind of thing. And he drives it right to the thickest, nastiest crap and stops. And I said, where did you stop at? And he told me, I said, Cole, I wouldn't stop there with a mud motor, much less that one. And you didn't know nothing about it. I said, he goes, well, they told me to break it. And I said, oh, come on, man. 37 minutes it took him to get out.
But he got out
and he yeah. didn't call me to rescue him because he knew he had my boat.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, he put it to the test and it's right.
Absolutely, he did. I mean, immediately. So there's, like I said, with anything for me, I was impressed with the fact that the motor stayed cool because that was kind of an inherent issue initially.
Yeah, I was going to say, I I've heard of them. It's been years.
Yeah, this has all been in development for about eight or nine years.
I was going to say, they like you said, they fell back. But when they first came out, I heard a lot of people were, they were on the negative side of that.
They all poo-poo. Look at the turbos that are out. There's two great turbo kits that are out there now.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. For the weight of an outboard, I can't imagine their system adds too much weight to a regular outboard.
That Tohatsu 60 horse mm-hmm. is the one that I have on the back of my boat. They're bringing.
Is it three, on your personal boat?
Yeah, it's on my personal boat. Yeah, just for now to try it, see how it is. I've actually enjoyed it, but I'm not an outboard guy. I like my Momoto. So
I wonder why.
But they're gonna have three different people there with the Freedom outboards in addition to mine. And it's nothing against outboards. I don't want to upset people, but I have always enjoyed my mud motors. I've always enjoyed driving those, and I've enjoyed doing them. My hope is now that with this particular application, for the person that is a fisherman and he fishes the headwaters and he has to go through some crap to get into a little hole back there to go bass fishing, or you're looking at Hell's Bay, the micro skiffs. You can throw one of these 60 horses on there. They can go anywhere in the lagoon, wherever they want.
What I'm looking at it from the point of, and we got to get those guys in here, maybe after the show or something. But
while they're here, they might be
or after the event. I'm looking at that, and I'm assuming this is probably still as quiet, right about absolutely. As quiet as regular. So you can put that on the back of a boat. Because my main complaint, especially with like Jordan's mud boat, oh my god,
that's Jordan's.
Yeah, there's a lot of them are that way. You can't hear yourself freaking think.
That was Jordan's when you're going.
Briar's is pretty damn loud too.
Well, that's Briar's.
Briar's got a voodoo on it.
He's got a voodoo on it.
Okay, so show me most. No, the overwhelming.
Come ride.
It's like it's. I'm sure yours. Yeah, and you're also older.
I wear hearing aids.
No wonder you think yours is quiet.
That's it.
But you can take that and put it on, the back of a boat, and you can still load the family up in it and run to the springs, and you're not having to listen to that sucker scream. Yep. Or then on the same hand, you can take that same boat and run it out there into marsh and duck hunt with it, or you can go bass fish with it, or you can do it without having to have that screaming exhaust.
Right. Man, I do want to have them on because I really want to talk like how have they solved, because general outboard, even in hydrilla, they kind of they'll tend to cavitate sometimes. Yeah. So it's got to be just prop. You prop it right, it won't do it.
Oh, they've got a prop. I can't.
Oh, we got props to give away too, though.
I know. We got all kinds of stuff. Boat Doctor prop. Andy Johnson. He's donated again. This is like his fifth or sixth year that he's donated for it. BPS Backwater Performance. Mm-hmm. They've donated a new Warrior prop. But they have a specially designed prop for this particular motor, and the I'm not at liberty to tell you how they do all this stuff, but
and I don't
they
think
will be
they
there
would,
for you to see it.
I don't think they would want to.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'd love to have them on because I want to know this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to be here. They come. They arrive next Thursday before the event, and they're going to be here for a little over a week. So I don't know when you guys have your trip. That's coming up, but
it's after the event. But
yeah. Yeah. But they're, like I said, they're going to be here for a full week. They're going to be a little bit everywhere. We probably could make it happen. I'll talk to Vince.
Yeah.
So I was looking on their site. They don't just have outboards. They also make a mud motor.
It is a mud motor. It's the outboard.
Well, no, they have an outboard that looks like an outboard. And then they have an honest to God.
Jordan's going to pull it up here real quick.
No shit. Mud motor.
That's what I'm talking about.
What?
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's a Tohatsu motor. All Tohatsu motor. So their end goal is that they want to be able to sell a kit that you can bolt on any name brand outboard and use it.
Yeah. But I'm saying if you look at their saltwater version.
This definitely has exhaust or maybe that's not exhaust above the water. What's
exhaust
that?
Is at the prop. Yeah, that okay. is a so if you look at behind the motor there, that is your water reservoir. Right behind the back of the motor.
That's what this black, little thing is here.
Correct. The black fins that are down below it.
Yeah.
That is your basically your radiator. That's your coolant.
Very cool. Yep.
And then it circulates within all of that.
Nice.
Circulates throughout. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's their saltwater motor. But they also have one that has. If you looked at the two things I showed you, they're actually different pictures. The motors look entirely different. Yeah.
I'm not
you're
seeing
not here, right. Jim. Here, Jim.
Here. Does somebody have alcohol for Jim so that we can at least have an excuse for?
he didn't. He says he didn't hit his head, but
the but they are in theory they're pretty cool. They're pretty cool.
Scroll down, Jim.
The other nice thing is Freedom Outboards, American made.
Dude, that's awesome.
And I love their logo, the red, white, and blue flag, and Freedom. You know what I mean? All that stuff. So.
I'm excited to set eyes on this thing, man.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have three of them. They have a prototype that they're doing, too, that's a little more of a mud motor style, has the longer drive shaft with the prop on it, that kind of thing, that I got to see the prototype.
Oh, Jim, all it's got is it's just got a different foot. Right,
that's the longer foot on it.
Yeah, it's just
same
got a longer
motor,
foot.
Same everything, just a longer foot.
That's the one you have?
No, I don't have that one. I have the shorter one.
Okay.
That is the prototype that they're in the midst of testing right now.
That's nice. They're going to have this one here.
Yeah, you're okay, baby.
I told you, it's different boat. It's different motor. Goddamn prop on
it's
it.
This,
different
foot. It's the same motor. Technically, it's the
same motor.
It's the same motor.
Fine.
What you
whatever.
Before you can't. You bumped your head on the way here. Didn't
one
you?
Is called a mud motor, and one is called a saltwater motor. And what you have, Sid, is the salt version of their motor.
No.
I'm okay. Sorry. It's all right, Sid.
Whatever you say, Jimmy. I love you.
Yeah. You're not really an outboard guy. I understand.
Yeah, their mud looks more like a surface drive, what you'd see on a surface drive. Yeah.
So what they're doing right now, and they'll probably kill me for saying all this, but they are developing motors for the rate limited areas. They're working on a 30 and a 40 horse. They have the 60s right now, 50 and a 60, I think it is.
I bet that 60 scoots.
Oh, it pushes my boat two people like 34 miles an hour. It's stupid. And it's stock motor. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and whole shot is right now. But after that, they're going to develop higher horsepower motors. So what makes it nice is that you can do a remote steer option where you drive it like a regular boat, controls, Tohatsu controls, all that stuff. And then you have the tiller model, which is that you see.
Yeah, when you make that kit to bolt on to any motor and you put it on that two-stroke 90 Yammerhammer.
Yep.
Nah, I'm just going to beat the
dog. Hey, man, I've seen YouTube videos where those guys took those old two-stroke 90
Yamahas. You're not bringing your sled to the
mine event? Doesn't even have a motor on it. So it doesn't have any more hydroturf in it. It's missing the floor panels.
The custom turf that was in there is gone?
Yeah. It was trashed.
He was drinking, wasn't he, when he took that out of there?
He was bored. He didn't have a job at that time.
It was trashed. It was trashed, Sid. By that point, it had gotten like gas on it and had started peeling up in spots. And then, it looked terrible. It was trashed.
That's horrible.
And then?
At least you have.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm hoping I can win some of that turf to put back in there. There you go. Because the old lady's already talking as summer's approaches. She's like...
She is not old by any means. I want to say that.
Yeah, she's not.
Just to be perfect.
She's younger than me. But she's been talking. She's like, hey, since we sold this car, what do you think about maybe buying
You need to buy another damn car before you go buying a boat motor. Just like I told you not to go selling your motor until you bought another one.
She's like, what do you think about buying a motor for your boat with some of this? And then we'll finance me a car. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to say no.
Good
boy, you'd be better off buying a car and financing the boat motor.
I might have a mud motor for you.
I don't want a mud motor.
He wants that daggum Yamaha outboard.
I want a 90 horse Yamaha. Sid, I want that boat to see 60 miles an hour.
60 horse Freedom outboard. And then you got the best of both worlds.
Will it see 60 miles an hour?
I don't know. That little damn boat that you got, yeah, probably. It's pushing my boat at 1754 Gator Tracks with a hunt deck. Pushing it 34 miles an hour with two people.
We'll see.
I don't know how much you can soup up that Tohatsu and still keep it cool.
Yeah. That's the thing
we haven't talked about souping them up yet. Yeah. That's all I can do.
Hey, don't matter. You start selling them, somebody will figure it out.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
Somebody wanted some redneck in his garage.
Yeah.
See it.
Man, I can take you right down the road here and show you a Lincoln sitting on 37s. All right. A car.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
I've seen that. That's crazy.
Oh,
it's huge.
They can soup up anything.
We saw an old Monte Carlo painted John Deere green with John Deere logo on the side of it sitting on 33s and on the side of the road. And I'm going, yeah, that's probably where it sits most of the time anyway.
I haven't seen this car move out of this person's yard, but I know where it's at.
Oh
man. It's going to be a good event. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited. I think it's, you know, a lot of the stuff that we worried about last year have not been a worry, and we've been able to focus on some other areas, you know what I mean, to make them better.
Yeah.
Just worry about other things now.
Yeah. Worry about volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But we like I said, it's, I'm a firm believer that when you do good for people, that it works out. It all works out, you know. It's like herding cats for us, but
I want to go back to the 80 people that are registered. That's just for the run.
I think Chino was popping out numbers, and he said as of like last Monday, there were like 40 combo tickets, 40 or 50 combo. But we've been in a whole nother week.
Yeah.
And we were at 80, but he didn't break it down for us. So I would say it's probably most of the combos, you know.
Yeah, but then you've got 7 tables at 10 people a piece just for the crawfish table. That's 70 right there.
Yep.
Plus, oh my God.
Yep. There's 9. Oh no, that's whole sponsors and tables. Yeah, you're right.
The other thing is too, I want to mention, if you are first responder, vet, you know, somebody in that particular industry, and you're there by yourself, we want you to come find us. Find one of us that's running it. We got something special.
Yeah, let us know at the registration table.
Yeah.
If you're buying a ticket that day.
But we got something special for you. But other than that, we have, you know, William McNutt. I can never remember the name of his charter.
Down South Fishing Company.
That's it. Down South Fishing Company. He wants to raffle off his trip to a veteran, first responder, all that stuff. And we had, like I said, we had a nurse that won it last year, which is pretty cool.
And that's what we did last year, and it turns out good.
Yeah.
Do that and give that back.
Absolutely. And then are we,
that was, I believe last year that was a
poles again?
I don't know. I can ask.
Yeah. I was thinking that was one of the other things that we might
fishing
have
poles.
The kids there and stuff. So
I think my parents bought them.
They did. They donated 2 fishing poles last year.
Yeah.
Gonna ask them.
A few.
Yeah. So, one thing that we are changing this year, and be prepared for it, is that the poker run will not be released at like start your engines and everybody leave.
Yeah.
It will be released in waves.
Yeah. You're gonna be assigned a number when you sign in. Make sure you have your number. Keep that number if you're part of the poker run the whole time. Don't lose it. Don't forget it. You know, no liquid courage to make you
not remember. We need to just go ahead and write it on their wristband for the poker run.
Well, I think that's what
I'll write it on everybody's foreheads.
I'm pretty sure that's what Chino said he was going to
do. And one of them really smelling permanent markers, so you make sure you see it for the next few days.
Absolutely. But... but you're going to be assigned your number, And then that's the number you're going to use when you go to these different stops. And we're going to pick like 1 through 20 is going to go at 9:30 or 10 o'clock, you know. And then we're going to try and put 20 or 30 minute interval between all of them without making it go past noon, 1 o'clock to get back to eat.
Yeah. So,
but I don't think we've set a definite time, what time we're going to eat. I think we're shooting for noon. So again, one of the things that we are trying to make better is the poker run, you know, and it's not to anybody's fault. I don't think we were mentally or physically prepared for 126 people to sign up. You know what I mean? And then this year we're going to have a printer. We'll be able to print out the list. It'll be quicker that way. We would really love it if they would pre-register. That would be awesome if you could.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because if you want to leave as close to 9 o'clock as possible, pre-register, because
I can tell you if you pre-register, you're going to be in one of the first waves to roll out of there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm just talking about, you know, if everybody was to pre-register, we could literally just print it out, and you're going to have walk-ups no matter what. So.
Yeah.
And this will work for airboats. It'll work for outboards. It'll work for mud motors. It'll work for.
It's not going to work for your 24-foot Grady White, but
yeah, no. You know, don't bring your cabin cruiser. But
yeah,
well, you could idle around there. We'll be in 3 or 4 foot of water. They draft they only draft.
Yeah, so. Park your cabin cruiser in the middle of the lake and bring your dinghy to the run.
Out and back.
Drop out your little 10-foot dinghy and run around. But no, but the whole thing is, this is a family-oriented event. We want you to bring your kids. We want you to bring your friends. We want you to bring, I don't know.
Can your mom and them.
I don't want to. I mean, I can't tell. I don't know. Yeah. So I would just say leave the dog at the house.
But yeah. But either way, like I said, I'm excited. I think it's a good thing. And it's been kind of fairly low key for all of us. And I don't know if that's just because it's another year, you know, another event. And we're kind of used to it now and try not to get all excited and crazy. But. It's crazy.
So I want to reiterate that parking there is limited.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of construction equipment stuff stacked around out there from some sort of road construction going on.
They're fixing the bridge.
Fixing the bridge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah. They've been reinforcing it with rebar and cement. I thought they would have been done by now. They've been working on it since last
alligator. Got to take that season. Government money.
Yeah. Huh? Hopefully it doesn't fall into the water.
But so, you know, if you have the ability to park somewhere and ride in, do that. If not, I mean, we understand. You may have to walk a bit after you park.
Yep. If you can carpool, it'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to bring a boat, you've got it there, you want to try and get there as early as you can. Or like Jim was saying, if they can put in a little further north, don't mind a ride for the day and make it a whole day thing for you. It will be good. The other would be to go down there to Laughlin's Lodge, put in there at Hatbill Park. It's the public boat ramp they got there.
You know. I think you can pay to put in at Laughlin's too.
Yeah, but in the Laughlin's cutoff right now, the water's low enough you can't get through that canal
I know that there is a canal there, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think water's pretty low height right now. But
airboats can get through there.
Yeah. Yeah, airboats could easily get through there. The nice thing about an airboat is you can run straight across Puzzle. You don't have to worry about it. You look out.
Yeah, I like how Jim kind of plotted out the. What is that, Jim?
Showing him exactly what town Hatbill Park is located in. What's that say, Sid?
Is it Mims?
It's Mims.
Well, yeah. Where do you think Loftman's is at? Is in Mims.
When I was saying Mims, you're like, nope. I'm like, it's in Mims.
It's not that far.
It's not that far, though.
15 minutes further south on 46 of that bridge.
Anyways. So,
and if you want to really know something, we're in between Geneva and Mims.
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry. You're not right today.
It's in Mims, man. Yeah.
I like the
when
way
you're sitting in Eustis, Mims is on the other side. I think you go through Vietnam to get to Mims.
Yeah. I like the way Jim plotted out the run this year. I think last year it kind of came, it went out and then came back in the same entrance. I think the way the pins that Jim sent us, you kind of go out and then you come in like a little backwater canal and snake through.
Did you run all that in your outboard?
In the G3.
Did you?
Yeah, before.
So you were able to come in through the neighborhood that's back there and get through all that? Cool.
I had no problem whatsoever.
And we got rain, so there's more water. Yeah. So, good enough.
I mean, I assume somebody can screw it up if they try it. But guys running mud boats aren't going to have any issue.
Yeah.
It's only, and I ran it with an outboard.
So, well, the 18-foot boat. The one gentleman that's helping us with that course, and he's going to be a card stop, that kind of thing. I think we're going to actually have like maiden cane or bamboo shoved at each stop as well, too, with a flag to identify it. And then maybe we can do, like, if you know what path you
Well, we had a bit of a problem last year with our poker stops of them showing up and going, I don't like this spot, and going somewhere else. Yeah. Can't have that this year.
This looks good.
If you are dropped a pin and you're a card stop, you will stop at that pin.
Yeah. Or you can't be doing, you can't be shotgunning beers and get that on video. Yeah. And Jordan was contributing to that delinquency.
I didn't shotgun. I didn't drink.
He videoed it.
At all until I got back.
But he videoed it.
I can pretty much guess who the boat was that said, I don't like the spot I'm assigned to. I'm just going to go move. Without any thought to the fact that then we won't know where you are. Well, that makes a poker run challenge. It becomes a
hide and seek.
Comes a hash race. Like, got to go find the rabbit. You know, it's like, oh my God.
Nah, it's fun. But again, I am floored by the amount of response that we've gotten from that. I mean, we took you guys' event that you had done previously and donated to Tin Can and stuff. You know, you'd have 100 people. You know, everybody kind of
quadrupled
reserved.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. We quadrupled it in 1 year. And I'm like, I never in a million years. And I think I said it last year when we were all sitting in the same podcast. And like, I don't think we're prepared for what's about to be bestowed upon us, which is a great thing. I'm not complaining. I'm grateful. I'm grateful every day for that.
So long as the crawfish hold out.
How many are you ordering? I asked that earlier.
1,500 pounds.
Again?
Same again, yeah.
Dude, they...
Well, last year, how many sacks they throw on top
they
of
gave it? Us 1,800.
1,800. They gave another 300 pounds of crawfish.
Jim, so if you could sweet talk them...
I'll let Vince handle it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Vince is a sweet talker. Let him do that.
There you go. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I think I'm going to attempt to send you guys with a GoPro, too. I don't have a bunch of cards for it. So I need to get some more memory cards. That way, rather than, hey, dump this footage on this, or I'll just be like, when that memory card runs out, put it in the box and stick another memory card in it.
Sounds good. Were you able to use any of that stuff I texted you from Texas, or is that all just not going
to
work?
Bro, to be honest with you, work and home life has just been so...
I'm not in a hurry. I just wonder if it was usable. I don't care if you never
I haven't looked through it, but I'm sure I can.
He's saying he's forgotten how to read since he's had a baby.
Mm. Yeah. I've forgotten how to sleep.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God. 23 and 22. Yeah. I sleep like a baby now.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I am up every 2 hours taking a
pee. Go pee. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm usually good for 4 to 6. Yeah.
Like, yep. Depends on how late I
take
stay
a, take a little tour.
That's it.
Well, gentlemen, you got any closing thoughts?
Pre-register.
Yeah, pre-register. If you can park outside of the event space, park there, drive in with the boat. If you And don't bring your own alcohol.
Yeah.
But do bring lots of cash.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
If you want to win anything, I mean, come on. You got to bring that.
You
got to bring the cash.
A lot of stuff.
Bring that stash of cash that your wife don't know about. Spend it.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff to win.
Plenty of good stuff worth winning.
Give to the hurts.
Helps raise money for the charity.
Might want a rifle or a fishing trip or something.
Or a water feather or a turtle box.
Turbo kit.
Good I stuff. Tried to, man, a while back, I don't know if he's going to show up or not, but Third Coast messaged me and was asking about coming. I said, come on.
Yeah.
He said, y'all going to do any races? I said, we are not facilitating any. Yeah. No.
We're not racing crap. We're out there to have fun. We're in no hurry to do anything.
People want to race for pinks.
Yeah.
If people want to race, oh, that's on you. We are not facilitating them.
There's a whole racing league.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a couple of those boats are going to be out there unless they change their mind. So,
mud boat racing.
Some of the things
they got ripped, boats dude. That are running 60 miles an hour now, and it's a two-cylinder motor. There's a guy named Will Carter in Texas. He has one that he sprays. It's a nitrous bottle on it.
Wow.
Yeah, I forget how much it is.
To each their own.
Yeah. They have a motor.
I don't know how they do it because that.
They motor. Have a turboed motor right now that dynoed somewhere around 100 horsepower.
Good God.
Jesus Christ.
You should have pictures on YouTube about that. I don't know. Some crazy old man out there in the desert. He's strapping rocket motors to like scooters and bicycles and wheelbarrows and shit. And he torches that thing off and he's hauling ass to, and he's riding it. And then he's got his phone out on a selfie stick.
Yeah.
But that motor is bright red. I mean, the pipes, the exhaust, look white hot, man. He's just ripping across the desert.
No kidding. Yeah. I don't have that death wish yet.
Wagons. Whatever you can put a motor on, a rocket on. He's
that sounds like my kind of guy.
Yeah. That would be Jordan, that's for sure.
Well, I reckon we'll see all you crazy people on Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah, show up early.
Now, do you want to say thank you to all the sponsors? Absolutely. Seriously, right. Without them, we couldn't do what we do. You know, thank you guys for hosting it. Thanks, Tin Can, for letting us display some crazy.
Yeah, the one guy he left out was James Hazel, CFP. Thanks for sponsoring that table, buddy.
Yeah,
James,
you're a good man, Jim.
You got your 10 people?
Yes. You'll be sitting there by yourself if you keep running into people in your boat.
Yeah. Did you invite the kid that you crashed with? Hey.
I did invite him. I did.
That's horrible.
You're like, I know you can't do the poker run, but if you'd like some crawfish. Yeah,
we'll let you eat.
He shows up.
You managed to save all your teeth, so you can eat.
They'd have matched right along with his toes if
he's
knocked him out.
He's all 20 years old, man, so yeah. I got shoes older than him.
Yeah. So.
I don't doubt it, by the way your feet look.
Yeah.
Telling.
All right.
A lot of mileage in them feet.
Well, let me tell you, in the words of Britton Reeves, I don't get full eating crawfish, I just get tired.
That's it.
That's true.
That is it. Amen. We had a few. Oh, that was the other thing, too. We're going to have a few people show up again that were not expected to be there. So, that'd be good.
You mean like big names?
Yeah. But
sweet.
I'm just going to let them show up. They come there because they have a certain level of anonymity, and they can enjoy themselves and eat crawfish. And
bring your autograph book.
Yeah, and they don't have to worry about, I mean, I imagine he signed a couple autographs, but, you know. We are going to, I'm trying to think, Catch a Dream Outdoors. He's a Saturday morning radio show.
Very good.
I think I'm going to get you two to be on it. No. But he wants us to come on Saturday again, talk about it again, and get the word out. Because he loved it. He absolutely loved it. He enjoyed coming. And just good people.
Good deal. All right, Sid, thank you for joining us.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Thank we'll you. See y'all Saturday.
Yep.
We'll see the one-eyed purple people eater there.
Got his strong arm.
Love you, Jim. Mean it this time.
Yeah. Adios.
See y'all.
As always, we thank you guys so much for being part of the Under Pressure Outdoors family and hope you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to help us out, first and foremost, if you haven't already, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and tell us what you like about the show. If you want exclusive access to hunts and the ins and outs of specific WMAs and why we choose to hunt there and a lot of other sweet stuff we have planned, join our Patreon. So far on the docket for this year, we'll be hosting 2 whitetail camps and 2 small game hunts at a minimum. Plus, you'll get a sweet discount code to save when you shop the UPO Nation website, as well as get early access and discounts on future events. It's $5 a month, and it'll pretty much pay for itself. As always, if you have any questions you'd like answered on the show, reach out to us on social media or at underpressureoutdoors@gmail.com. We'll catch you guys next week.